For immigrants hoping to apply for residency or become citizens, working with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is among their earliest first encounters with the federal government. Mariella Malero is Associate Director for Customer Service and Public Engagement for USCIS. She's also a finalist in the Service to America Medals program. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White, Malero explains how she helps improve engagement with a highly diverse customer base.
We provide services to literally the world, with individuals speaking 192 different languages, engaging with the agency daily. So over the last couple of years, we as an agency have been looking at ways to make our information and our services more accessible to our customers, because at the end of the day, that's all we really truly want. My USCIS is a very exciting project, a very personable and also approachable and beautiful platform, literally, designed with customers, for customers. And I think it's very important to stress the customer-centric nature of its design and development, because at the end of the day, we are not designing for ourselves. We're designing for the millions that interact with the organization every day. The platform is the gateway for the platform is our fantastic website, which I think it's it adds value to the whole experience. And then when you get to the platform, you can actually ask a question even if you don't have any idea what you are actually looking for. You can actually interact and explore your options. If you have a very good idea of what you're looking for, then you can also go and check the status of your case. If you have already filed, you can interact with you can change your address, and then most importantly, you can interact with our virtual assistant, Emma, who is the newest addition to our set of customer tools.
So what specific information do your customers usually look up for when they go to the portal?
There are a couple of things that customers are looking for. One is, how do I do something? How do I petition for an immediate relative? How do I change the status of my, fiancé to now that we've married? How do I check the status of my case is the most popular feature, because we are an agency that manages approximately 7 million transactions every year. So obviously, individuals are very interested in knowing the status of their case. Individuals are also very interested in exploring their options, because they know enough. They know that they are a U.S. citizen wanting to petition for parents. But we are building these experiences together with customers so that they, at the end of the day, have enough information to take whichever action they need to take.
With such a heavy emphasis on customer service, I imagine there were some private sector ideas that may have leaked into your thought process?
Definitely. We started this process 4 years ago, and we looked with the assistance of a specialist in the field, but we looked at best practices in the both in the federal sector, because we're not the only ones innovating in the customer service space in the federal sector, as you know. There are excellent examples out there. And then we also looked at the private sector, because at the end of the day, our agency is primarily fee-funded, meaning that individuals are paying for the services that they receive. And I think that puts us in a space that is just a little bit different, and the commitment to customer service is at the heart of the organization. So it's not that difficult to bring best practices into an agency that is so receptive to them.
You're very well tapped in with how the customers that you deal with on a daily basis feel and want to interact with the agency. How did you acquire that knowledge of what the people want? I mean, obviously you're within the community, I can tell, but any other avenues that you searched through to try and tap into what people were looking for?
I think the most important thing here for me is that I became a customer of my agency when I was very, very young. I am a refugee myself, and even though I derived the status of my citizenship from my parents, I helped them navigate the citizenship process when I was 12 years old. So I think that the foundational piece here is about paying it forward, because at the end of the day, I am and will always be immensely grateful to the opportunities that not only the country, but also at a very personal level, the agency has given me. So to be in in a forward-leaning position when it comes to customer service and public engagement is absolutely a privilege. I also have 29 years of experience in the area. Was a journalist prior to, so definitely I think that that having that level of personal engagement has been important. But we have also approached the customer piece, not just from the perspective of what we think we know about customers, but as I said earlier, by inviting customers into the design and into the development in a very disciplined and strategic way. We host focus groups and continue to host focus groups. We receive a significant amount of feedback from customer service satisfaction surveys that are conducted by a private contractor, by the way, because, you know, we're not in the business of measuring our own satisfaction. We have a totally independent set of eyes, and we get a lot of feedback from those interactions, and we turn them into action to the extent that we can. And then we have a very, very, very robust and engaged community team that does exactly that, a public engagement. Those are the two pieces of this directorate that I lead, and the public engagement piece is a constant mechanism of feedback and closing the feedback loop and listening from customers. So there's a constant process of evaluation. And believe me, when something does not work, we hear about it right away. When something works, we hear about it, but it takes a little bit longer. You know, good news don't travel that fast, regardless of what people say. But when we're not doing something right as an agency, or when we're not doing something right from the perspective of delivering services, we hear about it immediately, and we react accordingly.
Any upcoming improvements or modifications to the platform coming up, or even Emma herself, that you guys are looking forward to?
Emma, in the 1st of June, Emma now is, you know, is speaks Spanish, so we have the our English-speaking Emma and our Spanish-speaking Emma, and so we're very, very excited. Emma is our virtual assistant, as I mentioned. She is the English site is she's hosting approximately 275,000 sessions every day. That's how popular Emma is, because the website obviously is a website that is accessed by the world. So she is most definitely quite busy. And then Emma en Español just started, so she's barely walking. But she is getting an average of 15,000 sessions per day. So that is also fairly impressive. We are bringing a new telephony to the agency, because at the end of the day, in addition to the digital tools, we take in 14 million calls, domestic calls, but we take in 14 million calls a year. And part of what is coming next, and we're very, very excited, is that we're going to be introducing a new channel for customer engagement, and that's going to be live chat. And Emma is going to play a critical role. Integrating, Emma a little bit more into the MyUSCIS portal is another big activity for the year, particularly when it comes to helping customers check the status of their case and things of that nature. So we are not going to stop innovating. We strongly believe that this is the cradle of innovation when it comes to customer engagement, and we're quite excited about it.
Well, it only took her 7 months to learn Spanish. I wish I could do that.
come on over, Eric. Come on over. I promise you that by the time you walk out of this door, you don't even need. You just give us 3 months.